Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hey guys, thank you for downloading today's podcast.
What a good show we had today.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Mm.
One of the greats.
And your birthday.
And your birthday, Maddie.
Yes,
happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. I love the balloon garland, which was put up on
the
desk.
Should I go and get the
prezzy? Yeah.
All right.
Do it.
You guys didn't have to get me a present.
We didn't.
Not us one, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't.
You started it.
Yeah, well, I'm saying.
We didn't want to.
Well, you don't have to. I'm
well,
happy.
Well, we did.
I'm happy and I'm grateful.
Mm. Well, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Great, and I have to open it in front of you.
I enjoy buying people presents.
So do I. I don't like getting them as much as I like giving them, if I'm honest with you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same as I like going to people's birthday parties, but I don't like having a birthday party.
No, I'm the same.
Yeah. Yeah. But I...
Open your mouth. Is it a finger?
Okay, hang on. So this...
That's a card.
Well, obviously, yeah. I've got to read that first because it's rude if you don't read the card first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it is an interesting card.
Ooh, it's lovely.
It's two little girls. Flower girls, I would say they are.
Yeah, but see what year it's made.
Two little flower girls.
You see what year it's made? Turn around the back, on the back of it, what year that one came out. And also, I think it has a price on there as well.
Oh. It came out in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, printed in Sweden, 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Vintage card.
It is vintage,
How would Abby find that one? Cards back then were only $3.50.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah, they are expensive. Is it... Yeah. Oh, I was wondering if you had whited it out, whether it was a card that you'd been given before.
No.
Dearest Matthew, we saved money on the card. Happy birthday, dearest friend. You may you get lucky for your special day. Well, let's hope so. Your favourite co-host, Abby.
What's that?
And down below, what she said with an arrow pointing up. Love heart, stab.
It's always really
it's hard to write. I'm not usually good with emotion.
We didn't want to waste money on a card. No, my mum brought up all these cards that she had from the 90s.
No.
And I've just been using them. They're all like vintage. Some of them are like only, yeah, they're so good.
Can we not say the 90s is vintage?
It is, man. It's a long time ago.
High school.
How long ago was it?
No, you're right. You can't say antique is 100. I can say vintage.
Okay.
I wonder what the...
Well, it's 20, what, I can't, quick maths, 1995, it's 26 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm.
The card's probably worth a shitload of money.
Yeah.
Well, now open your presents.
Okay. Oh, this looks nice.
Bless you.
Bless ya. Oh, there's a bottle of Woodford Reserve Kentucky Straight Bourbon.
Mm. Don't know what it's like. We just bought it for the bottle.
Very
it was a nice shape bottle.
Yeah. That's what I do. I'd buy the bottle.
No, it was that
you
was
can use
purely
that as a paddle after.
It was a purely a bottle
you.
One.
Mm. Oh, that is very generous. Very generous of you guys.
Do you take the price off?
I don't think it came in that bag, so I don't know. So if I think they would have.
I don't think they did it because it wasn't a gift. Like, I didn't say gift on the thing.
It's another Country Road cardigan, guys.
Yeah, I didn't know what colour. You can take it back.
No, I love this colour.
Yeah, I thought you've got the other one. You've got a cream.
See if it fits because we didn't. We
got medium.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Smell all right? Been in my car for a week.
It's good.
I thought it might smell like jalapenos.
I forgot to where to get it from, and the only where I could buy it was online at Indo. So I said, "Can you go and pick it up?" And he's like, "Yeah, no worries."
Oh, I love it.
Never been in one.
I love it.
Haven't you?
Nah,
not my jam. Do you have it uncomfortable? God, good size, isn't it? It's the right size.
Right size.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect.
Oh, I love it.
See, can't take it back?
No. Why would I take something back that I love? I mean, I love my children. I want to take them back sometimes, but I keep them. See, Country Road is my little indulgence.
Mm.
Most of my clothes I just buy at TK Maxx, but then I have a few jumpers that I've bought from.
Spare button to them?
So there might be a spare button there. I love it. I love the colour too.
Mm.
It's like a khaki. Birthday. Would you say it's khaki, green?
What did it say?
I thought it was grey.
No, it said it. Oh, dark olive. That's right.
Dark olive.
And can I just say it's lighter than my other cardigan.
Mm.
So it's actually perfect.
Mm.
So I've got my heavy cardigan and now I've got my light cardigan. So this one will take me at the beginning into winter and then out of the back end of winter into the next season.
There you go.
I thought about it too much.
Happy birthday.
That just made me think if we bought it later on, it would be cheaper then, wouldn't it? It'd be in sale.
Well, if we waited, it would have been at TK Maxx. Could have got it for like halfies.
They don't have Country Road at TK Maxx.
No.
Sometimes.
No.
They have like Ben Sherman sometimes.
Not
no, that's Untry Road.
I like that one.
Untry?
I don't know. You know, it's always like not quite the name.
Yeah. What's that one? Oh, it's a country street.
It's Country Road, but they've dropped the O.
Country Avenue.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate
that. Happy birthday.
That. Thank you. All right, let's play the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
They always say that fashion is just recycled, and I used to get so frustrated when I used to go in my new fashion trend.
Mm-hmm.
My mum would go, oh, we had that in the 70s. I'm like, no, you didn't. It was a little bit different then. But you know how they do sort of get recycled?
Yeah,
and now there's
circular
fashion trends coming back that we grew up with in the 80s and the 90s.
Hypercolour?
Hypercolour is not, but you should bring that back. The tie-dye did for a while. Mm-hmm. And the one that's really in full fashion at the moment for men is...
Mullet, baby.
Mullet. A lot of my friends' children are starting in mullets. And now, how's this? They're even perming the mullet.
Well, it started as a joke. There was one loose unit somewhere who started growing one. And, he, you know, he's a big black rat drinker. Then all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, the lads are doing it.
No. The people that are bringing it back are not doing it as a joke, Matt, because they didn't live through it in the 80s. They are for real. They're absolutely loving it because we think it's a joke because we're like, well, that was a fashion trend.
But I think it started, I believe it would have started as a joke.
Footballers started doing it and they were born in the late 90s.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So they're like, no, we really like it. And now what's coming back for the girls?
Hair clips.
Do you remember these? The claw.
Oh, God.
Where you used to go like this and you used to have a French roll and every wedding used to be like this.
I remember, do you remember the one?
All the hot teachers had them.
Now, here's the thing, right? I wanted to get one of these in, right? And I didn't know where to get them from.
Mm.
And it just so happens that someone has it here to prove my point.
Mm.
Natalie, who is, what, 23, 24, you actually had one of these and she didn't live through it.
Yeah, I had it attached to my jacket this morning just in case I needed it.
And
so for those who probably don't know exactly, it's like you squeeze the end of it and it opens up like a claw and then it sort of you let it go and it cramps back down.
Yeah.
So one as a kid you always use on your arm.
Yeah, you'd pinch yourself with it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and you same time as scrunchies.
Mm.
But do you, because you didn't live through mullets either.
No, I didn't, thank God.
And who wants to get one?
My partner.
Why does he want it though? Does he think they actually look good or does he think they're a bit funny?
Yeah, Sam likes to do things ironically and then he takes it too far.
It loses the irony.
Do you like the mullet?
No.
Okay.
No.
Party in the back, business in the...
I had a bit of a mullet for a while. I had a side mullet where I had it was like shaved on one side and down. I had like a big tail down one side of my
hot.
It was more of a scene sort of cut though, you know? It was like remember when Stafford Brothers had like their big...
Yes.
But there's the golfer at the moment that's over at,
Cam Smith.
At the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's got a mullet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people are like, no, they are a joke. But for them, that's their first time getting it.
You take that out, I kind of like it and it's weirding me out.
Or does it remind you of your mum if I just got some baby breath and I just put it on there and said I'm going to a wedding?
Now, see, my mum always had short hair, but you're reminding me of, like, when the young substitute teacher would turn up, in grade 9, and a 23-year-old would waltz in and be like, I'll be taking the class today, and all the boys would be like, yes, miss, you are. Mm-hmm.
First thing you do, shave off your mullet, thank you. It is weird, though, when all these trends are sort of coming back and you just... I was like, no, I'm never going to wear a scrunchie again.
Would you
and
wear
then you start wearing a scrunchie. I just feel like it's hard. And I don't know, first calls are coming up soon if you want. I think it's hard if you grew up in it to go back to it.
Right, because like you don't appreciate the... Yeah.
Like if my brothers walked in with mullets, who they grew up wearing mullets at primary school, if they came home with a mullet, I'd go, now you're doing it as a joke.
Yeah.
And if I was wearing scrunchies, then it's a joke. But if it's new to you...
Yeah, like, I was big on skinny jeans. I don't think I'd ever go back to skinny jeans.
Oh, yeah. I wore white shoes for a while there.
Yeah, I had and white belts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What a phase.
Yeah, wallet chains.
Yeah, I used to wear the flare jeans.
Yeah.
Oh, did ya?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The flare jeans, and that's what Mum used to go, oh, they're ridiculous. We wore them in the 70s.
But
they're not the same.
It's a youth, isn't it? And remember yesterday we went down, we're going to be playing it back later, we went down to the rowing event with the families, and I blew Nat's mind. She's
25 in a couple of weeks.
We were watching the rowing and the swimming at the same time, and I said to her, you know, back in my day, there was one channel and you watched the sport that they had on.
And that's like, exactly right. You didn't get to choose.
What happens with all the other sports? You go, well, you just missed them.
Yeah, they decided
which
gymnastics.
One you were going to watch. And it blew, yeah. Didn't that blew your tiny little mind, didn't it?
My teeny, teeny, tiny mind.
And then she said, the 1920s were rough.
Thank you very much.
I like that clip, though. I'd like to see
I never knew they went away. Yeah. I thought they were always the thing.
Well, you never see them as much anymore. What they became was just a piece of convenience when they used to be
a fashion item.
Yeah. I guess we don't see many substitute teachers anymore, Manny.
More about to. Looks like we're gonna. Hey, first
call. Miss Coleman.
Miss Coleman, not Mrs. Coleman?
No, I want to keep my options like...
Or Ms. Remember when you get a Ms?
Ms. Oh, yeah. And you think, oh, her partner could have died.
Yeah. She's a bit of mean. She probably killed him.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Imagine waking up one morning and not sounding like yourself. In fact, sounding like someone from an entirely different country.
Yes, it's foreign accent syndrome. It's a real thing and it's happened to someone here in Brisbane. There is a girl, Angie, and she's gone viral all over the world after posting on your favourite platform, TikTok, that she had woke up with a foreign accent days after having her tonsils out.
Mm.
So that's generally what happens. Is it's either surgery or some sort of accident.
Or brain injury, maybe, like a knock on the head sometimes it happens. Mm. Yeah.
So it's an Irish accent that she woke up with. You're looking at me in disbelief.
No, I believe that. I believe it.
Well, it's on 60 Minutes. Got to believe it.
I just wonder if she's faking it. That's all.
Well, that would be not believing it.
You don't believe it.
No. I believe that she's speaking with one.
Mm. No, but you don't. You think she's putting it on?
Oh, 100%.
But that's what you're saying. So you're not believing that
it's
real.
Yeah, I don't believe her. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I believe the story.
Well, we're going to see if we can test it right now because we've got three people with an Irish accent on. They're all anonymous. We're going to have a chat to them. We're going to see if we can pick which one is her. And then she's going to come into the studio.
Yeah, because I reckon if it was legit that you had this as a sickness, you should nail the accent.
But I still think if it is an injury, it's just your version of the accent.
Yeah, that's
you don't
true.
Actually wake up with it because you weren't born with it. It's just your version of it. Something
that's
happens.
That's a very good point.
So you do believe it?
I do believe
it. I completely believe it.
I don't think it will be as genuine thing. As someone who was born in Ireland.
Yeah, be like right. someone who was born in Ireland but then moved over here when they were young and they've just got a touch. Or...
It was like if you were putting on an accent now, it would be that version of it.
Right, okay. So we've got three people on. Two of them were born with their Irish accent, I guess. And the third one is this girl who woke up one day and changed her accent.
All right, so accent number one, can you just tell us what you've had for breakfast so far?
I haven't had breakfast yet. I'm going to get a coffee in a little bit.
Oh, that's very subtle.
Coffee in a little bit. Yeah. See, okay. This is the issue we're going to have is they're going to have a tinge of Brisbane in them. Can you say Guinness is the best beer in the world?
No. Murphy's is the best beer in the world.
Okay. What is the best beer in the world?
Murphy's.
Okay.
Murphy's.
Irish.
So that's a true Irish. Okay. Like, sorry, don't be accentist. That was someone who was born in Ireland.
Yes.
You think, yeah.
Yes,
okay,
right. So. Accent number two. What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Morning. I haven't had time to have breakfast yet.
Oh. Okay.
What are your thoughts on Conor McGregor, the UFC fighter?
Look, he's Irish, so I support him all the ways. But as a person, he's a bit of Can I say a knob on the radio?
You just did. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. Okay. You can say knob.
Not
yeah.
obviously Irish because didn't really swear.
Well, she said knob. She said knob. She didn't
right,
say
okay.
knob.
And accent number three. What is your favourite hobby to do?
So at the moment, I have been playing a bit of chess. Uh-huh. And I've kind of got into ice skating last year as well. And I think when the weather warms up a little bit more, I think I might do more of that.
Okay, look.
See?
I'm thinking it's either one or three. Two's definitely 100% Irish.
Yeah, I agree.
I reckon it's number three.
I reckon it's number three too.
But you have to admit that sounds genuine.
Oh, I'm not saying yeah, but she still sounds Irish. Yeah.
What's your thoughts now?
I reckon one and two are Irish and the third one is the imposter.
Right, so if we think number two is not it then.
All right, so number two, tell us, are you Irish or not?
I'm Irish.
Yeah, you are.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you're Irish.
Where
aren't
were you born?
I was born in Cork.
Yep, okay. That's Irish.
All right, so number three, is this Angie?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, there we go.
Oh, we got a lot of questions coming up next.
All righty. Well, I believe, is Angie in the studio?
She's
here.
In the building.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah. Angie's on the phone in the green room. We'll have her in the studio next here at B105.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Imagine waking up one morning and not sounding like yourself. In fact, sounding like someone from an entirely different country.
That happened to Angie Yen from Sunnybank. Morning.
Morning. How are you guys going?
Okay, so you got your tonsils out and today is 93 days since then and you woke up, or I guess a few days after, you then developed an Irish accent.
Yeah, I did. So I had my tonsils taken out mid-April and 10 days later I woke up with an Irish-sounding accent, which I don't recognise at all.
Wow.
And today is 93 days since I woke up with a foreign accent that's not mine.
Have you been to a doctor and like the bloke who or the woman who took your tonsils out, did you say, what did you do?
Yeah, so I actually went to the private hospital on the first day when this happened because I've never heard of this before. Yeah. And one of my friends who as well travels, they were wondering why I was speaking with an Irish accent and whether I was just putting it on. And I said, no, this is real. I'm freaking out. I'm having a Freaky Friday moment.
Yeah.
And they started sending me articles about it and they said that, you know, you should go to a hospital because I might be having a stroke or a seizure or something that could trigger this. And when I went to the hospital, the doctor just didn't take me seriously because he thought that maybe my tonsils were still healing and damaged and he just sent me home.
Right.
And when I called my ear, nose and throat specialist, he was like, oh my goodness. And he was like, I've only ever heard of one case like mine before. And for some reason, he said the Irish accent is the go-to.
Is it?
Yeah. And it was completely bizarre because I was like, you're telling me this now?
Yeah.
And how do I fix it?
Wow.
And the rest is history, as they say.
Do you reckon there's an Irish woman somewhere over there going, g'day, mate, what the hell?
Angie, what do you say to Maddie over there, who you would have heard that was like, this is not...
I'm a tad skeptical.
He's like, he thinks that you're putting it on because I guess it's not a genuine accent. What would you say to that?
Well, I don't really wake up every morning to impress anyone, but this is my reality that I have to live with every day. And at the moment, the speech impediment side of things bothers me more than the identity crisis.
What do you mean the speech?
So initially I didn't know why no one really understood me. And, you know, I grew up here in Brisbane and when I go to the shops, people were asking me to repeat myself. And, now that I know that when I speak a bit too fast or am I stressed or if I am really tired, my words get jumbled up a lot. And for other people, it's a different type of speech impediment, which no one really warned me about. Like, they didn't put this on google.com, you know.
So did the doctor explain it? Because if they were worried about a stroke or something like that, is it because you have a memory of hearing an Irish accent before? So somehow your brain has, like, something happened maybe when you're under the anaesthetic and it's reached for that? Like,
yeah, so
is there any explanation from the doctor?
No. So far, I've seen a lot of doctors and specialists. So I was actually on 60 Minutes and I was connected with a neuroscientist who did a functional MRI scan of my brain. And for some reason, every part of my brain is healthy per se. And the only part that was abnormal was my language and speech center. And that was the most severe he's ever seen.
Okay.
And they don't know what triggered it, but I don't have any stroke or neuro symptoms. You guys are looking at me now. I'm completely normal. Yeah, I just sound really different and funny.
Because they're saying that it's not actually a genuine accent, like you were saying. It's not a genuine accent. Something's happened to your speech thing, and for some reason it's woken up and gone, oh, I remember an Irish accent, as opposed to what you were born with.
Yeah, that's probably one way to explain it.
Actually, that made me think then, because when you hear your inside voice, is it still how you used to sound?
No,
it's Irish too.
A couple of days later, it was really bizarre because I was like, oh, you know, someone asked me on TikTok, you know, what about your inside voice? And I was like, hang on, my inside voice is the new Irish sounding accent.
Wow.
And now when people ask me to fake an Aussie accent, I can't even do it.
Wow.
Can you give it a, could you give it a go for us?
Oh, hey, Sheila, I'm just popping down to the Bottle-O to grab some snacks for the Barbie. Do you want anything?
Wow.
How is your family with this?
So initially they were just laughing because it's completely funny. And obviously I don't have any Irish influences. Maybe like a couple of episodes of Peaky Blinders, like many, many years ago. And then my brother was sending me, you know, snippets about Conor McGregor and all that. I don't even watch UFC. And so my Taiwanese Mandarin accent actually switched to a mainland one. The accent was a lot thicker. Right. And I was in complete shock because I was like, oh my goodness, like how is this even possible? And eventually my Taiwanese Mandarin accent just came back by itself, but I don't even speak it most of the time. I speak English like 100% of the time.
Yeah, because that's obviously your heritage, and your family would speak Mandarin, do they? Taiwanese
Mandarin?
Yeah,
they do. They too. Yeah, they
do. Do you still remember how to speak that language?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's okay. And so interesting, isn't it?
That must freak people out though, where you're a Taiwanese girl. Born in, grew up in Sunnybank, Australia, and then you have an Irish accent. Do people's minds just implode?
Yes. So that was my initial identity crisis when this first happened. Like this last week, I had a patient who I've never met before, and she was like, "You have an accent, yeah? Irish?" And I was like, "Yeah." Mm-hmm. So I just kind of went along with it because now when I explain to people, it's just too hard.
It's too hard.
It's too hard.
And how are you mentally? Like, you seem very cheerful and very happy, but this would be a big shift in your personality, what, like hearing yourself differently, and like your voice is kind of your identity to some degree.
Yeah, so initially when this happened, I was going through the stages of grief, and I really had to come to terms with it because I wasn't sure whether I was just going to wake up tomorrow and have my old Aussie accent back, and then now I think it's going to stick around for a while. People do treat me different, and I think it's more of like the novelty of it because Irish Asians, it's very rare in Brisbane. I've lived in, you know, the Asian part of town since I was a kid, and I have never ever come across an Irish Asian before. So I feel like I don't really belong and I stick out a little bit, but because I've got really supportive friends and my work colleagues, they're great. So
wow,
you're a dentist. Imagine like customers that you've had for years coming in to see you, and they must be like, did you just travel there for a week and you've come back with an accent?
Yeah, so I've had patients so I took 2 weeks off work to recover, and I came back to work and they were like, why do you sound different? Did you like binge watch Dairy Girls or something for 2 weeks? And I was like, no, it's a thing, and you have to sit down for this. I got something to tell you.
Wow. Do you have a partner?
No, I don't.
Right, okay, I was going to say, because that, again, is another thing you're going to have to work through.
I don't know, now she's got a sexy Irish accent.
Wow.
Maybe thinks it's sexy.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming in, Angie. You have foreign accent syndrome. Grew up here in Sunnybank. Now you've got an Irish accent after having your tonsils removed. So thanks for coming in and sharing your story this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Maddie.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
The Australians are holding on and win gold. Oh, what a performance. Terry Antipas, the legend is growing before our eyes. She does it again. The Australians have done it. The Australians have done it. The gold medal is coming home. A new awesome foursome.
The new awesome foursome. Hey, we got invited to go to the Q&A yesterday from Megan. Thanks for inviting us to go down and watch it and talk about the rowing, because all the family wanted to get together to watch it.
Yes, and a couple of the rowing squad and some of the heads of the rowing officials and everyone. It's a very rowing-heavy crowd.
The fans of rowing were there, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, it was interesting because the boys who won the gold yesterday, all of their families wanted to get together. Originally, it was going to be in Sydney. Sydney lockdown happened, so all the families from all the states, they all rushed to Brisbane before lockdown so they could be here to watch the race yesterday. Mm.
It was epic watching it. Now, we didn't expect to get so emotional, but when you've got the people who supported all those athletes after all those years, a lot of them even mortgaged their farms to be able to get them over there, you know, there's not a lot of money.
Mm.
It's more the glory. And, yeah, just the crowd cheering them on, that we caught up with two of the parents of Jack Hargraves, who was in the race.
The Australians have done it. The Australians have done it. The gold medal is coming home. Alexander Purnell, Spencer Turren, Jack Hargraves, Alexander Hill. We have a new awesome foursome.
So here we are with Peter and Jenny Hargraves. Their son, Jack Hargraves, just won gold in the rowing. How are you feeling?
Oh, a lot better now than what it was about 15 or 20 minutes ago, I can tell you. I was a nervous wreck. But anyway, no, all right now. That's what they wanted to go and do, and that's what they did. So it's just amazing.
How, I can see it in your face, how proud are you both?
Oh, you can't measure it. You really just can't measure that. He's a gold medalist from a little town in the middle of bloody nowhere with no water. And now he's rowing in the Olympics and winning a gold medal.
We've got to be happy with that.
Is this emotional? Is he always this emotional?
Yes. Oh, okay.
When we said, can we come outside, Peter goes, I don't know, Jenny will probably still need a drink, to be honest.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I've had about 6 champagnes, I'm right.
Woo! Did you just think that all those times getting up early in the morning, taking to training, is now just like you look at it and you go, that's worth it?
We sent Jack to boarding school, so we didn't do any of that. We dipped out as parents.
So you've had nothing to do with this victory?
No, honestly, you had nothing to do with this.
So when you said you're from a small town, I'm guessing you don't have rowing there, so you've sent him away to boarding school and he's come back and he's going, you know what's my sport is rowing, and you guys went, what?
Yeah.
Who? Yeah. Where and why? Yeah, exactly.
So we think he actually took it up so that Pete couldn't tell him what to do about it. You know how fathers like to advice? Pete knew nothing about rowing, so
and still don't. But I turn up for every major event and we bash a cowbell and wave a flag and eat fishermen's friends and now go and drink copious amounts of beer.
Yes, indeed.
Pete, also tell us, you were here the other day and you got in trouble from management for the heat.
Oh, yeah, that was just too loud.
A little bit.
Too loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Understandable. But
yeah. And that was for the heat. So I went and saw them this morning and the manager said, it's all good. You've got the place to yourself. I want to see a bit of emotion.
Oh, good.
So you reckon they realise that they're a gold medal contender to have you back? You know? They're going to be at the back of the pack.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, we'll probably pop back, I reckon, in about another 6 hours. We'll redo this interview and we'll just see how you're sounding.
Perfect.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thanks very much, everybody.
How's that? Two parents that their son had just won a gold medal. We got to talk to them literally 2 minutes after the win.
The QA was pretty good to allow that cowbell.
Oh, it was loud. It was really, really loud in there. And what a day yesterday. I'm looking at the TV at the moment here in the studio. You see Ariane Titmus in tears after creating history. First woman, I think, since 1972 or something, to win 2 gold medals in the events that she did, the 2 and 400.
Were you disappointed with Dean? Just admit it. Because Dean is her coach. And he's come out and said that she's the most brilliant all-round for training. Because he goes, yeah, a lot of athletes go, I just like the race. But she's like, I like all of it, goes hard. But were you disappointed with his performance because you want him to go over the top?
Well, he went nuts for 1 gold medal. Yeah. There should have been more humping for 2 gold medals.
I think you have to do something different.
You need a new routine, you've got to do a new move.
He got a bit of flack.
If he did the backward worm, I would have went,
fair enough. Save My Marriage. We've been following this over the last few weeks, haven't we?
Yeah.
With Cam and Frankie.
Yeah, they put their hand up and said, look, we're in serious trouble. We keep fighting so much, throwing out the divorce word. We need help. So they have gone to a lot of counselling, a one-on-one and together. And this was a bit, I just wanted to do with it because sometimes when we chat to Frankie and Cam, I think they have different needs, as a lot of couples do. And you know that I've made you guys do it before. I love the 7 love languages, or the love languages. There are service, gift giving, physical touch, quality time, and words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that each person has like a love bucket.
A love bucket.
Well, and then that needs to be filled.
Right.
Okay. And that's in different ways to each person.
Mm.
A lot of men are words of affirmation and physical touch.
I think, and once you identify someone's love language, it helps you understand what upsets them, I think, at the same time, isn't it? Because they're empty in their buckets, I think, is the theory.
As strange as it is, some people love giving gifts and the other person doesn't enjoy it. That's not one of their love languages. So for them, they're giving a gift going, why are they not liking it? Why are they not feeling warm towards me? But they're like, well, that was just something that you bought. It didn't have meaning.
Yeah.
So if you work out that, it can save you a lot of money as well.
You're trying to fill up their love bucket with what fills up your love bucket, but that's not what fills up their love bucket. So you end up missing and everyone's bucket is empty.
Now, this is interesting. Frankie, you're with us.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Did you enjoy filling it out? Was it interesting to you?
Yeah, it was very interesting, actually.
You probably don't know Cam's results.
I definitely don't, and I'm really curious to know as well.
Now, see if you guys can guess which one is very important to Frankie out of all those.
I'm not sure what the name of it would be, but I think you like get stuff being done around the house.
Well played, Maddie, because a clean house is very important to Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
So she's having someone vacuum, you know, clean the floors with them. She doesn't like laziness or broken. And we just heard before that that's the one thing that Cam never helps out with, right?
Right.
Or wasn't helping
out. Feeling like that you're helped, you know, that you can get help from your partner. And I don't know why, but that's just who I am. Like, that's how I feel, like that I'm cared for,
mm-hmm.
or that I'm attracted to that as well. Like, oh wow, he's so great. He's doing the vacuuming. He's doing the dishes.
Would affirmation be on there as well?
Sorry? Equally for them, their affirmations is about the same percentage.
Okay.
So it's about 27 and 23. So affirmations are both important to them, but they're both not really high up there as much.
Mm-hmm.
They both don't put gifts with any relevance. It's all 3% for gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But then in return, see if you guys could guess what Cam's love language is, what got the highest.
Physical touch.
Ding, 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 ding.
We've only known you for 3 weeks, Frankie. I don't know all about you.
You've put physical touch right down low, but for Cam, that's his most important.
Mm.
So it isn't all just about the bedroom, but for him, his primary love language is to be touched, like hugs, pats on the back, holding hands, kisses, you know, looking into his face when you chat to him.
And I discovered that as we've been, you know, just not so long ago, I think maybe last week, with our marriage counselling and so forth, and I discovered, I said, oh, wow, I think he's a physical touch person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Never thought of it that way before, but yeah, that's really good to know.
Well, it's such a sense of security, and for him, that means that he belongs in the relationship if you're touching him. And I mean, look, the bedroom probably helps, but I don't think it is all about that.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, holding hands.
Holding hands.
In public, I guess.
Yeah.
It is something you just stop doing, though, isn't it? Like, my wife and I used to hold hands a lot, but then we just stopped all of a sudden.
Yeah, we used to do it all the time as well, you know, back in the days. We used to hold hands a lot everywhere we went. Mm. And then all of a sudden we just stopped.
Mm.
I'm not sure why we've just stopped. I mean, maybe I'm in a rush to be ahead to get to the, you know, get to Woolworths or something like that. Or,
yeah.
I don't know. But it is nice to continue holding hands, and we've, you know, we're starting to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean, it's not going to solve everything, but you being physical with him and him helping out at home,
it's a start.
Would make you both feel so much more appreciated.
Yeah, and it has been, you know, he has been helping out around at home and wanting to do it, not having to do it, and it's made such a big difference to, you know, for me, for us. And our family as well.
Mm.
Well, Frankie, we've got one more week of Save My Marriage with you guys. You've got final therapy sessions, which we're yet to hear, and then it will come down to decision day. And we're going to find out in a bit over a week whether or not you guys are going to work out this marriage or whether you're going to walk away. So good luck with it over the next few days, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Hey, this is Adam.
And this is Ruben from Peking Bread.
Hey, look at this. We've got the boys from Peking Duck on the air. Their new single, Chemicals, is out now. G'day, fellas.
Hello, hello, hello.
We're used to talking to you guys both together and both in the studio. Now, Adam, you're in LA. Are you guys missing each other? Is this the longest you've been apart?
It's a long-distance relationship. It's still flourishing with romance, which is good to know.
A lot of FaceTime.
Good to see. Yeah, a lot of FaceTime. And, yeah, we do miss each other a lot. You know, it's weird times in the world, but as they say, these are the times and these are the rhymes.
Did they say that? Now, Chemicals, the new single, guys, 350 million streams. Is that the right? Am I
That's all
looking
up.
At the right number? That's how many times it's been streamed?
That's all.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I don't know.
That's a lot. That's amazing.
I'll tell you what.
Let's just keep that dream alive. I love that.
That's what we
I'm
were
down
told.
For that.
We were told it's 350 million streams.
Chemicals. I don't know. If it's that much for chemicals already, then I'll tell you what. Call me Miles Davis because I'm peeing my pants.
Let's go and Google.
The Ducks have had a total of 350 million streams globally.
Oh, right. Yeah. See,
Which is still impressive.
I thought we were told it was that one song, and I was like, wow.
Why are you doing interviews?
Yeah.
Yeah, your misreading totally didn't just, you know, make our hearts excited for a second.
Yeah,
don't worry.
I'm sorry.
We're fine. We're so fine.
Is that like if the manager comes in and goes, guys, congratulate. Oh, no, it didn't go platinum. Sorry, not yet. Nothing. Don't worry.
Yeah, when the label goes, guys, you're number one around the world. Oh, that was Tones.
Hey, did you guys? I mean, obviously, you heard it correctly. Did you hear what I heard when Nat told us that?
What?
Or am I the only idiot?
We thought it, but we were also talking about what we thought the COVID numbers were going to be.
Yes or no question? Did you hear it the way I heard it? I
want to be on their side. Yeah,
you did. You heard it too. Back me up.
Aren't you reporters? Aren't you meant to fact check everything before you start reporting
to.
It?
We're not journalists. I didn't finish my last semester at uni.
All right. Speaking of reporting and real journalism, then we've heard a story about you. One of your mates that works here, Roey Rohan, told us that you guys got robbed in Bali by a bunch of 12-year-old kids
twice.
That was me.
Yeah. That was hilarious. That was crazy. Twice in like under 9 hours or something.
What happened?
The second time, Ruben actually told them to rob him, and they did.
Well, look, I was just like, I know this is happening, so like, just go for gold. Like, I don't want to stand in your way. Take what you need. And anyway, a pack of like 30 of these children just ran up and grabbed everything. And wow. I was like, yep, that's how it goes. Bali, the place of dreams, right?
Yeah. We heard you'd been robbed 350 million times.
Yeah.
We actually have.
So when they pickpocketed and took your wallet and your phone and everything?
I sort of held on to my phone, but the rest was just like, I just grabbed the things that I really cared about and squeezed tight. And then literally everything else was gone. Yeah, it was funny. We had to play a gig there, and it was like the promoter was like, yeah, we just like booked you across the road from the club, so you just walk to the club. I'm like, I know that we're going to get robbed if we just even do that walk back after the set. And they're like, no, it'll be fine, you'll be fine. I'm like, but it happens every time. Anyway.
So do they get it out of your pocket, or did you have a little bag on you that they unzip it? Because you know how they always say wear like any sort of backpacks and stuff on your front?
Yep. They
wearing his backpack on the front the second time. I remember.
Yeah. There's just that many of them that, you know, they start tickling you, start grabbing you, and before you know it, everything's gone.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
I love when they have to be 12. It's like, for the story, you have to ask your age. Like, I'm sorry, I'm just going to give you everything. Can I just ask, like, how old are you?
You guys have big dreams ahead of you. You don't need to rob me, but you can.
And they know what day you're going to be back because it's just advertised everywhere. So they're like, well, we'll get him again when he's walking across the street.
Those guys, oh, man, they're so easy to rob.
Let's be honest, though, even in Australia, if I'm walking down a street and I see like three teenage boys, if they look anything like Eshays, I cross the street if I'm alone, because a group of teenagers,
they got nothing to lose.
Teenagers are crazy, and like in London especially, you do not want to not cross that road. Like those teenagers,
are they more hectic in London,
the chavs?
Like in Australia, I feel like, you know, knifing isn't such a big thing, but for some reason, knifing's huge over there. What happened?
You should be a travel consultant, because you're really talking these places up.
Yeah, exactly. London, all the best places.
Bali. You're going to love it.
North Korea.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to North Korea.
Maddie wants to go there just to see whether all the reports are true. I mean, if you get there and you realise that you're already big, there's a real underground music world, isn't it?
I reckon for sure Kim Jong-un is one of those 350 million streams, without a doubt.
Yeah. Is he still with us?
Yeah, they hear reports, and then his sister like pops up that she's in charge because we have this theory that she's the one calling all the shots. But I think he is at this stage.
Yeah, our manager made the news when he went to support North Korea when they came down to play soccer. And he was in the crowd with, like, he got a contingency of, like, 50 people to dress in North Korean clothing and support them. And it was actually really sweet because, like, that team doesn't really, you know, they don't really know what life is like outside of North Korea. And to come to Australia and be, like, supported for doing whatever, a semi-freedom-ish thing, like sport, it's like... Yeah, it was quite beautiful.
Wow. They look up at the crowd and they go, "We can get out of here." And it's like, "No, get back on the bus. You're going home."
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would have stung.
Does your manager actually like the North Korean soccer team, or he just went, "We know they'll have no supporters. We'll give it a go."
Boy, it was, I think, much more the latter.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Fair enough.
Could he do it for the Broncos next week?
Well, that'd be cool.
Guys, Chemicals, it is out right now. Your brand new single. Great to talk to you. Thanks for Skyping in on the show this morning.
Thank legends.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Brisbane, the event you've been waiting for. The battle of the coaches.
This is exciting, Maddie. I remember years ago, I was the coach for my son's football team, and you said to me, do you remember this?
Yes.
Huge lectures. You went, "You are an idiot putting your hand up and volunteering. You sit in the car, you be like all the other parents, you do not volunteer."
No, participate.
I'm very, very against it, because once you volunteer once, then you're in the volunteers group.
And so what's happened?
I don't know. I've started volunteering. The other day, the coach was away for Xander's soccer team, and I filled in. I was really hoping that Gavin, one of the other dads, would, because he knows soccer. Mm-hmm. I don't. And then, like, 2 weeks later, our coach breaks his leg, and then on the text group, they're all like, "Oh, who can coach?" Mm-hmm. And I know they were just waiting for me and Gavin. Everyone's just waiting for me and Gavin to go, "Yes, I'll do it."
Gavin, the other dad,
yes,
morning. Why did you not put your hand up instantly?
Oh, I have a daughter that plays soccer as well.
Right.
And so I have to alternate between the two.
Hmm.
So.
Can I just say, that's annoying because I don't have a legitimate excuse like that.
No, you don't.
That's a pretty good excuse, I guess, what it's all about then. Yeah. You are the coach. Mm. Now, we thought, why don't we test you guys on your knowledge, because you get very passionate about the game.
Yeah,
Maddie?
Yeah. Well, Gavin, you weren't there the weekend that they let me coach. Xander was filthy at me. Max, your son, wasn't too happy either, because when I put all the girls on together, they scored all the goals, and I kept them on for longer because I wanted to win, and it's not meant to be about winning. It's meant to be about fun, apparently.
Oh, well, last night, Max was asking to make sure that you were going to be the coach and not me, because he thinks that you're more fun.
Oh,
really? Interesting enough, his son probably says the opposite.
Yes, Xander doesn't want me. Xander wants you.
Gavin, Maddie has no idea. How many more weeks in the season?
I have no idea either.
Yeah, I've got no idea. It could be another 6 months for all I know.
Yeah, we're in the second half. I know that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so right. Downward slope.
So what we're apparently doing here, Gavin, is we're going to do a quiz to see who is better suited to take on the coaching role, whether it's you or whether it's me. Now, what people need to know is, Gavin, you've played a bit of professional soccer before.
Oh, I played local football, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you actually got paid, didn't you? Like, you were at that level where you got a little bit of coin for it.
I got a little bit of pocket money many years ago, yes.
Right.
Oh, well, then this is a bit embarrassing.
It's another quiz called Foregone Conclusion. It always is with you.
You know what he's done. You know what he's done, Gavin. He's got you on to do this quiz, knowing that he knows bugger all, you know everything, and you have to be the coach.
Mm.
Well, that is the case, I think, so... But he is away this weekend, I think, so.
Yeah, me and Esther are away for my birthday weekend, so...
Commitment.
I've already, you know, after... But there's no coach for Tuesday night, and you know, everyone knows that the Tuesday night training's worse than game day, so let's get this quiz underway.
Here we go.
Okay. All right, okay, here we go. Your names are your buzzers, guys, so buzz in whenever you know the answer.
Okay.
First question, how many players take the field in an adult soccer team?
Gavin.
Yes, Gavin?
It's 11.
It is. It is 11. Yeah.
Oh,
11
God.
Aside. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right. That's
it. Don't you throw this. I want you to try, Maddie.
Okay. No, I will.
All right. Second question. It's a true or false, Maddie, so you're in with a chance. The goalie can always use their hands.
Matt.
Yes, Matt?
False.
Why?
Because they're only allowed to do it in the little semicircle. Once they're out of the semicircle, keep your hands to yourself, champion.
It's a box, not a semicircle.
Same thing.
Well, not really.
But you got it right. Let's say you got it right. Okay. Ding, ding, ding. Okay. Right.
It's a soccer quiz, mate, not a maths quiz.
It's one apiece.
Oh, I think I want to win this now.
Yes, you do, Matty.
I think
Matty.
I want to win.
All right. Well, question three. How many minutes in a half?
Matt. Seven.
Ooh,
that
was
Matt.
Yep.
Oh. 40.
What?
40 minutes and a half.
Gavin
for the steal.
45.
Yes,
45.
Gavin. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Well, it's not. That's just...
What's the other five for? Every other sport only does 40 minutes.
Well, that's not true.
Not rugby league, Matt.
Yeah, it's not rugby league.
No, yeah, rugby league does 40.
Mm. No, what? No, AFL doesn't either. Mm. Neither does ice hockey.
Oh, well, why don't you pick a side, Steph?
Okay, so if Gavin gets this one, then he's won, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay. Come on, Matty.
So does that mean he's going to assume coach?
I believe so.
Or he gets to choose.
Oh,
I like it. All right, Gavin, if you win this, you get to choose whether you want to be the coach or not, okay? You can throw it over to Matty.
It's 2-1. Okay. Matty, if you get this, we go to a tiebreaker too, so. What are the two basic soccer rules for a proper throw-in?
Matt.
Yes, Matt.
You have to throw it over your head.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it has to go a certain distance.
No.
Gavin.
Yes, Gavin.
Both feet may need to remain on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball needs to start from behind your head.
Correct.
Oh, congratulations, coach.
No, Gavin, thank you get to decide.
Oh, I get to choose.
Yeah. Who do you want to be the coach?
Well, I'd really like to see Matty doing it.
Yay!
Matty's the coach for the remaining of the season.
Congratulations!
Well done. We'll call Esther to get to cancel the weekend away. He's got more important things to do.
That's exciting.
All right, Gavin, as the coach...
You can't let the kids down.
No, I can't let the kids down.
Oh, he's played that one.
Yeah.
Well, you're on Origins then, Gavin.
That's fine. I'll be your assistant.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Mentioned to you guys yesterday that it was parent-teacher time at our school and...
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And your wife was keen to go.
She's got a
hot young teacher.
Hot young lad who's slid in.
So how's this, right? So how's this? So it was at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. At 3:20, she's sitting on the couch watching her shows, got her hoodie on, got her slippers on, got her pajama jams on. She's just sitting there taking it easy, having a bit of a rest. Then she looks up at the time, she goes, oh, my goodness me. She goes into the bedroom. She comes out tight. Black pants with rips in them, black shirt, black jacket, lippy on, hair done, ready to go.
Don't be sick. That's how she always goes to a parent-teacher interview.
Uh-huh.
Did and she wear the knee-highs as well?
Yes, she did.
And oh, she did. Good for her.
I said, because it's normally a duo. It's normally a duo thing. It's normally a duo thing. And she goes, I'll take this one.
Why didn't you at that point say to her, no, I'm coming?
Because I didn't want to go.
Okay, so you weren't that keen to go anyway.
So you didn't go at all?
I didn't go. I stayed at home. She didn't want me to intrude.
No, but it is hurtful. She's in a hoodie, like schlepping about the house.
Schlepping about
for you,
the house. Yeah.
The man who only you celebrated how many years together?
21.
She should be showing you that bod is still for you.
I think that's disrespectful. I know Kat so well, and I know how much she values education. And that's what it was all about, the education of the smartest, most beautiful, precious daughter that you have.
Uh-huh.
And she just wanted to make sure that she represented how important it is.
Oh, yeah.
Good for her.
Well, how about when she came home and I said, what did he say about Rory? She goes, I don't know.
Who's Rory?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is he that dreamy? I want to see a photo.
I don't find him attractive.
Oh, what's
he's like, he's 12. He's boyish. Because he's 25 or something. It's very young.
Hey. Now, from bro to bro, sounding jealous.
You did. Your voice went up.
And he's smart.
So would it be
funny.
Would it be better that you found him attractive?
Well, I would like that, you know, if I saw someone, I'd like to be able to see what she sees, because I don't even see why she thinks he's attractive.
You mean he's the opposite from you?
Yeah.
That's what's hard is if you don't think they're good looking, you're like, he's ugly, and if he's uglier than me, and she likes him, how ugly am I?
That's what I mean.
Maybe it's a personality she's attracted to.
Well, that's even worse.
Well, how did the other mums dress?
I didn't go. I wasn't allowed.
No, but you should find out. You want to cut all the mums?
If you want to know, ask Kat to send her a screenshot through, I'm sure.
Oh, did she take a screenshot?
Took one while she was there. Nah, she didn't, but yeah.
she took a selfie with the teacher. That is next level.
Yeah.
Can you tell us his name? You don't tell us on the air.
I probably shouldn't. Yeah.
Probably shouldn't, but...
And then I can guarantee she was at that meeting going, so no problems? Like, behavioural issues? Like, are you sure I don't have to come back? Is she, she'll come back to Rory, she'll be like, can you cause a bit of a ruckus in the classroom tomorrow? I need another parent-teacher meeting.
Was there even parent-teacher interviews? Because normally you do them at the end of the term.
That's a very good point. They're not normally at a restaurant either, are they? They don't normally go for an hour and a half. They don't normally come to your house and pick you up, do they?
Not really, no.
Okay, I got to go. She said the movie was fantastic.
Imagine that. When you finally become single, Rory's like, I'm homeschooled now.
I sent a text to her saying, is Rory's teacher that hot? And she said, can't talk, school drop off. Proper hot, she said.
Ooh, proper hot. There you go. She likes him a bit younger. Is he fit? Like, is he muscly?
No.
No?
No.
No, right. Yeah. Is he, maybe she sees the potential. Maybe he's going to grow when he gets
into a man.
Older.
Maybe.
Maybe she can see the man he's going to become.
Maybe it's just the first time Rory's had a really good father figure.
Oh, my God. So I'm losing both battles, am I? I'm going to lose my wife and my child.
You know, oh, I know what you got to do.
Mm.
Sleep with the principal.
Well, she's, okay, she's married and she's pregnant with twins. Any other suggestions? Teacher's aide doesn't really cut it, does it?
What's the deputy after? I mean, you know,
the janitor's lovely.
You gotta hurt her as much as she's hurting you.
Best way to get my lawn done.
Best of luck.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Another show draws to a close. Stav, Abby and Matt, take a moment to reflect.
Around the grounds, do you like hearing your own voice back?
Not really.
No, I don't, so that's why I apologise if anyone... You do?
Yeah. Love my dulcet tones.
No, that's fair. You like watching yourself on TV as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I cringe and it's just uncomfortable, so sorry for other people having to listen to me. But, Scotty...
It's okay, we accept your apology.
I didn't mean you
spirit.
Guys.
That's a spirit.
I didn't mean you, I meant people out there. Yeah. I care about your opinion, even though it's your birthday. Happy birthday. But Scotty still is convinced that when he hears his voice back, it's not his own voice.
Mm.
So we, like the rest of the world, have a podcast idea. So we were recording something yesterday and he goes, oh, why do I sound so bogan? Is it something where I'm holding the phone? So what do you mean? He goes, am I talking too close to it? Is that why it's so bogan?
Hey, let me turn the bogan filter off. That'll help.
Well, he honestly thought every
he
time...
He thought that we were putting him through a bogan filter when he started on the show.
Oh, that's funny.
So no, unfortunately, when you hear yourself back, it's just your voice. Thanks, but no thanks.
Esther got some work done to her car over the last couple of days.
A new one?
Yeah, I just needed a tow ball and stuff.
You mean she needed a new tow ball?
She did need a new tow ball.
For her car?
She was dying to have one on her car.
On her work car?
Yeah.
When she works from home?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So it's towing product around the city.
Yeah.
Mm.
So in it, it got cleaned and they took all the masks out of it.
Oh.
So, and which is fair enough because, you know, they're just everywhere or whatever. But then when I got in the car yesterday, there was no masks and I had to go into the bank. And so I had to do that walk through the shopping centre into Woolies to buy a mask. You know,
yeah.
Do you do the t-shirt thing or
no,
you just
I
the shame?
I didn't bother. I was like, I just went for it. Yeah. I just went for it. Everyone's looking at you and you're like, oh.
Making theories like, oh, he's one of those conspiracy theorists.
Yes.
Thinks it's not true.
Yeah, so,
thinks his beard will do it.
What are you to do though? You know, like if you're maskless, you've got to get to a place of masks to not be maskless.
It's the same when you haven't got your phone on you and you've got to scan in.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, can I write? And they're like, no. And you're like, oh, I'll remember the code.
So it was a bit of a walk of shame. And then to make matters worse, they only had a $20 box. And I was like, oh, there's some at home. Sure, $20. Take it. Thanks. But no thanks.
Yesterday, we had the honour to be down at the Queen's Arms Hotel with the rowing families of the rowers who won gold. It was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in the car park. I said to Abs, do you know how to get there? And she said, no, I'll follow you. And then proceeded to leave the car park in front of me.
It just dawned on me that I know exactly where it is.
So
you and I used to go there all the time.
So I followed her. Now, Mr. Brisbane here was baffled and confused about the circuitous route from which you took. You took us the most traffic lights, the most traffic, and the roundaboutest way possible.
But, who got there first?
Well, you were in front. I was following you.
I got there way in front of you, though. Yeah. You'd lost in the distance.
But also, but, who was standing at the door first?
Yes, waiting for you to arrive.
Oh, because I didn't want to pay for the car park, so I parked miles away.
Yeah, that $2 was really... I meant to ask
I don't like paying for the $2. Mm. I just don't like it.
Yeah. Well,
we're charitable people.
If you followed me, you would have got there before everyone else was parking there, and we would have been fine. So
I followed the GPS. She went the GPS way.
Got there way in front of you.
But that's because I followed you. If I'd have taken my way, I would have gotten there way before both of you, Mr. Ridley. So thanks for noting.
So you annoyed at yourself?
Yeah, for following you.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.